Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a WrestleMania spectacular episode. I am Jay Glow with the Ben Wayne and Mikey Dangerously.
Hey.
What's going on, boys? You guys ready for that Vader speech?
Yeah, I can't wait.
My favorite. Yeah.
He's one of my favorite. It's time, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's time for her to fucking get off social media.
Yeah. Let's get right into that card review.
Jesus Christ. Yes. So we are we're getting hyped up here for WrestleMania 38, and what's the very first match I see on the card, boys? But besides The Miz and Logan Paul versus the Mysterios.
Yeah, we're actually just gonna go down a list. I don't think it's in any particular order, any particular date. I think we're just gonna pull up some. And I
only
tell you
the
what,
predictions maybe. You know,
well, okay. Well, for this match, you know what? I'm gonna be that bearer of bad news. I think Miz and Logan Paul take it.
Yeah, I think so too.
I do.
Miz and Logan Paul take it 100%.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be the time where we've been talking on previous episodes about perhaps Ray turning on his son. Maybe this is it.
That would be a nice run.
Yeah, I have $1 million angle there. I think we talked about it with Dominic turning and thinking he's a big movie star, but he's really like only a little teeny part on Miz TV. Like you see him walk by once or like
that's
doing
so
Miz's
funny
dishes or something. Yeah. And he thinks like he sold out his dad because he's gonna be a big movie star. But you see him doing real stupid shit on the Miz show. That'd be fucking funny as hell. But when he's on Raw, he'd act off to his dad like he's a big movie star, you know, because he doesn't know any better because he's a kid.
Kind of like how The Miz was like that before too when he was in that great movie.
Yeah, yeah. Remember how he acted that like he was a big time movie star with Orton? Yeah. I think Orton was a part of that whole. The Marine idea. And what was the guy? DiBiase was part of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one that didn't even go to DVD. It was like, let's just forget about that one.
That was straight to my home. I think I went to the mailbox one day. It was right at the door. I was like, oh, fuck, great. I'll watch it.
The whole movie set was there right in front of your house. You're like, wow.
in my front
Please
yard.
Take this. Please.
Can you please edit this for us and put it together? Yeah, why not?
What about you, Jay Glow? What are you thinking about with this match?
Miz and Logan Paul. I think it's publicity. It's all publicity. Get fucking Logan Paul out of WWE. Don't put him in there.
Okay. Now, again, I'm going to be the asshole here, right? Because I have no qualms with anybody. I don't know nothing about nobody. I don't know anything about nothing. But if you look at the social media standings to WWE, a company that's been around for, let's just throw a number right now at WrestleMania, 38 years, all right? Even though it's probably been around a little bit longer if you're not counting WrestleManias and shit with the WWWF.
Triple WF.
Exactly. Their YouTube standard, their YouTube number, subscribe people that look at that channel. Yeah. So their social media output is 83 or 84 million, okay? And that's a company.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Paul, who is a singular person, is at 24 million. So he's at a quarter, right? A quarter of... So that is... Say what you will about the guy, and I think it's the other guy that did the... Was it him or his brother that did that?
Both of them.
One of those fucking fools. Like, I remember one getting famous for the Suicide Forest.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was Logan.
But you pulled all that aside and all that shit. 24 million for one person of a social media presence. You're damn right WWE is going to try to clasp onto that. You know what I mean? They're going to get new people. You know, they're going to get people that... Go ahead.
You're completely right, but you get to see Logan Paul, his like genesis and everything about him is online. So WWE, like that's even, I think, still small because they put some effort behind their social media, but that's not where their bread is butter by any means. It's ad revenue. You know what I'm saying? So Logan Paul, though, like that, like fucking bringing him on, they're like, oh yeah, let's bring those 24 million views you got and let's add them onto our fucking social media with all your little fools that are going to watch WrestleMania because you're on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's just like the you know, I mean, it's the cash grab of the day. You know what I mean? Back then, though, at least we would have better.
Yeah, Tyson.
Exactly. We'd have better superstars
in the main event.
Awesome. Yeah.
I never really thought of it like that. You're absolutely right. I don't fucking even think Logan Paul is a big celebrity, people 10 years younger than us, 15 years younger, they're like, oh, fuck, Logan Paul's at WrestleMania. I love all the shit he does. I watch him on YouTube every fucking day because people, a lot of kids are really into that YouTube shit.
Yeah.
I'm sounding very old and dating myself, that YouTube
that's
shit.
That's us, though.
Right? But it's what it is. Like, that's your celebrities now. No more Regis Philbin. No more fucking, I don't know, Reba McEntire.
Frasier Crane, you know, none of that.
What the fuck? None of these great big actors. Now we get Logan fucking Paul.
Yeah, I mean,
they need to get Hezbollah in there next.
Hezbollah? Yeah, you're fucking...
They need to. I love that little man.
We're going to have to send you a video because I don't even follow that trend, but I don't know what this guy's about. Some little... I don't even know.
Russian.
Russian? Is he Russian?
Yeah. Well, he's from like Kazakhstan. Yeah. But he's just this little guy, man. He's just a ball of energy. I love watching his videos. He's so stupid.
He's like 48 years old and he's a midget.
It's so creepy. I love it.
Yeah. But he's got such a cherubic face. He does. Next mini me, man. If they don't throw him on an Austin Powers movie, then they've missed.
I saw so many memes with everything that's happened in Ukraine and Russia that, they said it was like it had like UK walking through the door and it was Austin Powers. And it said when Europe has to fight a Russia or something, and they showed the part where Mini-Me was there and he's like, and then they had, it was like when Europe meets Hezbollah or something. It was just great memes.
Yes. But, so aside from that match, what's the next one that's on that list?
Well, there, Mikey, believe it or not, they're saying the predicted opening match for Mania is Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair.
Ah, unfortunately, I could see it. The cards are getting slowly stacked by these outside like matches where they're not using what they have. They're not using the established superstars they have on either brand. They're kind of throwing it in from for your Johnny Knoxville's, your Logan Paul's, Stone Cold. You know what I mean? Again, I'd say Stone Cold that way because Stone Cold isn't on the active roster, you know?
Right.
He's definitely more of a celebrity catch right now. Because you got to think about this way. Do the kids now remember Austin back then?
Absolutely. You know? You should have saw when they. I didn't watch Raw the two weeks ago, mm-hmm. but I guess Kevin Owens came out dressed like him.
Yeah,
there's
even
kids in the audience with Austin 316 shirts on that were just getting fired up for him. And granted, the audience, in my opinion, the audience demographic now for wrestling,
right,
is roughly probably around like 18 to 34, if I'm not mistaken. So,
you think? You think it's around? Okay, so
you look at the audience. There's more adults there than kids, and there's more adults there without kids.
Definitely, definitely with the AEW shows for sure. I don't think you see a lot of kids in the AEW crowd as you do the WWE crowd, but there are. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's a cash grab on our generation for sure that you're getting Stone Cold to show up at a WrestleMania, and he might have a match. He might throw something on, you know.
Right.
But getting back to the first match here, we have Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair did a hell of a job whipping Becky with her hair, and she's got like these scars on her belly now.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of cool. I mean, that's neat. Last week on Raw, she did a promo, Becky Lynch did, and I wasn't buying it. Of course, I get the hype of a Becky Lynch. I get it, but just she doesn't have something on the mic. I don't know what it is.
She did until she had to relinquish her title. It seems to be the curse. Anytime you have a woman wrestler that's just absolutely crushing it with everything she's got going on with her, the whole the man gimmick and this and that, and then she left, had a baby, and came back as Big Time Bex, which I mean. I get it. She's trying to go for like the Conor McGregor type of thing, but I think that's very like outdated already. You know what I mean? Like Conor McGregor's still a big household name, but I mean he's, you know, it is what it is. But personally, I agree because I don't think there's no hype up to this match. Like when I was actually watching Raw yesterday for a little bit just to get acclimated to what's going to happen this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed like I so badly wanted them to say what to Bianca Belair in the ring like they were to Roman because I feel like the audience, they need to heckle the women a little bit more.
Just so they can get a little bit like
used
to it and get on their game a little bit better.
Yeah, like, equality heckling, you know, do it to her. She's the real deal. She's got the look. She's got the moves in the ring. Let's test her out. It's like they don't want to heckle the women when they should.
How is it? I don't know how you could. That would just be a fan thing. That's not really much of a company thing or anything.
No, not at all. But like Roman Reigns, I mean, I'm really starting to like Roman with his gimmick of him being a bad guy, and I really honestly think that they should, if they really like Bianca, prove to us that you could talk on the mic while we interrupt you saying what. I guarantee you on Monday night, she looked like she was like reading from her memory. Mm. Like she was memorizing and then going out there and reading. Like you got to knock her off for a game. That's how you make great. You add pressure. It's like how, you know, add pressure to Cole, you get diamonds.
Right, right.
So just do it.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, it's going to be an interesting match. I guess a prediction for me on my end, would be, I think they're going to do the reverse thing they did with the last WrestleMania. I think Bianca's going to win it. Not like record-breakingly quick, but I think it's going to be a quick break. You know, I think it's going to be a quick match, and Becky's going to get her one-uppings from when she came back last WrestleMania, you know.
I think, unfortunately, I think the total opposite. I think they're going to have Becky win this one, and I think they're going to try to push for Liv Morgan to go against her.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen next. Or if they do go the Bianca Belair route, I think they're going to give Rhea Ripley another chance.
Okay. I mean, that sounds interesting, man. Do you have any next matches up here?
Yeah, the next one that I have that I think they're having for that night, for night one, is Seth Rollins versus to be announced.
Yeah, so there was a like a little vignette or whatever with Seth Rollins meeting with Vince, and Vince did the same thing for Rollins that he did for McAfee, saying, you know, I'll have a match for you and you'll find out who it is out in the ring, except with the McAfee thing, it was Pat McAfee and Austin Theory the next night. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, who do you think Seth Rollins' opponent's going to be?
Everyone and their mother thinks it's going to be Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Which I personally don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I totally – they missed the buzz for this Cody Rhodes thing. It should have happened when all that shit happened. WWE could have found a way to bring Cody on the next night somehow. There could have been some sort of way. If they really wanted to do something good with Cody, it needed to happen in that heat of the moment. It needed to be the Lex Luger thing, you know what I mean? They should have had Cody Rhodes just show up and right, them not even say anything and be like, oh my gosh, Cody Rhodes is here, you know. But since they didn't do that, I think what they're gonna do is I think it's going to be, you know, somebody else maybe that's kind of got more star power than
Cody Goldberg.
I mean, he hasn't had a WrestleMania
match. Or Elias. No. Can you imagine? What a big fuck you to the audience. That'd be so great.
I feel like your way is the easy way to say it would be Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
But just to throw an axe somewhere and make it different. I'm just trying to think of somebody who could be coming back maybe for next year's WrestleMania.
The Rock.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Just to queue up for next year's WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
Or Elias comes out and then he looks at him and says, wow, really? Him? And then next thing you know, The Rock's music plays and the place loses it.
Yeah.
You know who I think it's really going to be?
Taker. Who's that? Ben, I was that his name was on my fucking lip, and I was
it's
like,
"It's gonna be Taker."
I want to say
it's Taker. Everyone will be happy. Well, if it's fucking Vader, we'll pop. We'll all pop.
We will all pop.
Like, oh my god!
Like, fuck, Vader.
Weekend at Bernie's,
because it won't be Cody, and people won't be pissed because they'll think it's Cody, but they'll be happy it's Taker. And Vince will induct him the night before, so it'll all make sense. Vince picks Taker to come out and just give Rollins his WrestleMania moment, which will tombstone quick. And, you know,
yeah,
I like that.
That's
then cool. Cody next night comes out, because that's the crowd you want Cody under, is that Raw after Mania, because that's the crowd that are going to be marks and they're going to know AEW. They're going to do all the chants for the Bucks and all this different shit and say, fuck you, Omega, and all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. So I like that. I like that. That's a good prediction. That's a bold prediction, Con.
That's not a prediction.
Oh, wow.
That's a spoiler.
Ah, okay, Eamon. All right. Now, what's the next match we're talking about here?
Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin.
Listen,
okay, let's go to the bathroom.
I liked Corbin's whole gimmick when he was down on his luck and all that stuff. And it was really getting good and all that stuff. And then somehow he got lucky and he hit, you know, I get the, you know, and they showed the whole little vignette, the last SmackDown. They showed how Happy Corbin got where he was. I think Madcap Moss is going to do something. And I think he's going to help. Not that he would need to help McIntyre, but I think McIntyre is going to win, obvi. This will be, if you think about it this way, with statistically, the people who like love stats are going to be all over this and be like, wow, that's going to be the first major loss that Happy Corbin got because he hasn't lost up until this point. So what better way to have a major loss than at WrestleMania? And again, I don't see Drew McIntyre had this rocket ship and he was going places, but then he just was like, they're like, eh. And then like, that's how I feel like, eh. You know, like, eh, but
yeah, I agree.
I think the additional like gimmick tree to Drew has killed him. Adding the kilt and the sword and stuff has made him pokey. Whereas he was a Scottish warrior, they didn't literally have to make that transition. He was just a fucking tough guy from Scotland. You know what I mean? Right. So that kind of worked. What was Corbin's name before he was Happy Corbin?
I think it was just Corbin.
I think it was just Corbin.
But he was real odd down on his luck because I think he'll lose at Mania and become that Corbin. The down on his luck, the sad Corbin.
I love that. When his hair was growing out and he looked like the yes. horseshoe bald guy. Yeah. Wrestlers like that, you know? Like it's
then everyone was like, no, we don't have you on tonight. Well, what do you mean? I work here. Like, yeah. That was perfect.
Yeah.
I think that'll happen. Like, he'll lose and, you know, go that way.
They need to, if they want to add any type of relevance to this match, like I think they would have back in the late 90s, early 2000s, they would have him walk into the arena all happy and stuff and then look at his phone and be like, oh, shit. I'm losing money on this.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
And then see him, like him and Madcap Moss, like, yo, come on, man. We got a match ready to go. I'd be like, hold on a minute. And he looks at his phone and it's like, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Exactly.
What? And then he just shakes it off and then goes to the ring. And then
everything that leading up to it, like if they wanted to just do a quick thing, even before his match, he arrives to the arena in like a really nice car. And then that gets repossessed as he's checking his phone. About
right.
Like that would be hilarious. That is so totally 90s. That would be awesome.
He like looks at his phone, but then looks to the left and they're taking his car away.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
God. It would just be hilarious. Like they don't have that fucking comedic timing anymore like that. Like
they don't.
Stupid humor is funny. Like it really is. And it's smart.
It's wrestling funny.
Exactly. I think that would be awesome. Like then he just goes, he leaves WrestleMania just totally out on his luck because he lost.
WrestleMania, they've always put some comic relief in throughout it. Every WrestleMania has some kind of comic stuff. So they'll have a skit or so in there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. You just wrote a really good fucking WrestleMania skit, though, there, J Glow. That would have been awesome. Mm. Now I'm going to be just sad when we watch
it. I know. That's why I hate when we like think about this stuff because it's never this good.
Exactly.
Now, you ready for the next match, which is going to be so good?
The
Usos versus Rick Boogs and Shinsuke. Yeah, exactly. Who? Here's my prediction.
His name's Rick Boogs.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're going to see one of these guys go heel on the other team. Like, I think the Usos retain, and I think you're going to expect Shinsuke to be the guy that, you know, when he wrestled AJ Styles at WrestleMania a couple years back and then turned to heel.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen to this Boogs guy, and they're going to try to do something with him and ruin his career. So.
They might be doing that angle with another tag team match, which is the only way I think they wouldn't do that. I think it's going to be a clean win for the Usos.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's just solidifying the bloodline.
It is.
And, you know, I mean, you know, thanks for coming, Rick Boogs and Shinsuke. Go ahead and jump back in your Toyota Tacoma and go discover some new things, I guess, you know.
I mean, Nakamura seems like he's going to be a WWE mainstay forever just by different social media things and lots of different stuff. However, he is such a fucking talent that they have just buried since getting him. if he breaks out to AEW, he's the type of star who could be a mega star in AEW, like with Omega and a lot of those matches there. Like he was in Japan. Like he's very charismatic. I don't know what the fuck they've done with him in WWE, to tell you the truth.
Nothing.
Came to NXT. He's got a
fucking,
fucking crushed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking kill him and Joe. That era, J Glo. I think you were watching it too. Was just so good when they were down there.
I didn't miss it. You know? Didn't miss an episode.
Me either. It was fucking amazing stuff. You know.
I hated that I missed some of the pay per views, but luckily with the app on my phone for the WWE Network, I was able to just pop right on and watch. And I'd look forward to it. I'd stay up hours upon hours at night after getting out of work and watching. I was just like, damn, I wish I could. That's why it was one of those times where like. Wrestling back in the old days where you would never really look at it and like wait to see.
Yeah, post aughts, I would say.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where it's like, now I'm going out of my way to make sure I don't look at anything. If I see anything pop up, I turn off any type of notifications.
Well, that was the one thing I hated when I had a Facebook was I would start following all those all the wrestling ones, WWE, certain superstars and shit like that. Then they started putting the spoilers like of the show right there. Like you should be watching it then. Like, listen, my shifts for work are completely different from like, I was going to be able to sit down and watch wrestling live that day. So I kind of just shut myself off. So then I ended up just starting to unfollow all those things, those accounts, because like, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to, especially now even, I try, there'll be some things. I think this pay-per-view will probably be the first time that I've actually sat and watched wrestling real time in, I want to say, months. Because I'll see Hulu, it'll throw the Raw or the SmackDown the day after. SmackDown, it's usually Monday. Sunday, Monday, they'll put it on. But Raw, they do the day after. And even then, I won't start watching Raw until maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that SmackDown, I try to watch first if I even watch it at all. And I try to catch that Monday or Tuesday. So I just find it so much more pleasing to the brain to just kind of turn yourself off from social media and not like be, I have to watch it now because they're giving me the results. It's like, screw that.
Right.
But aside from that diatribe, what's the next match?
Well, the next match, which believe it or not, they're having two of them on one night, which I'm guessing they're saying, fuck the women's revolution. But it's SmackDown's Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I think the first night, I think Saturday is going to be the woman. I think the women are going to headline it and be the end of the night or whatever. They're going to put all the women's matches in there.
Mike, they're billing the KO show to be the main event.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Then that's Austin, what it's billing right now. It could change last second, which
then
I can imagine.
Then it's going to be a match.
It has to be, right?
It has.
It's going to be something. It's going to be some kind of either a schmoz, like a show that turns into a match. I was reading maybe a tag's going to break out or something somehow. Couldn't you see that thing I was saying earlier about Taker taking out Rollins? Then Rollins coming out and helping Owens because then he gets his comeuppance and he's in the main event again. And then someone comes out and helps Austin and kind of breaks into a, some kind of tag match in Texas, a tornado tag or some shit. And
they're both from Texas.
I just see something breaking out in that fashion.
Damn, Ben, that's good.
And once again, now Ben's giving up freaking.
I know. Now I'm gonna be looking forward.
And we're
gonna
be watching. We're gonna be watching in our respective homes watching WrestleMania going. Jesus Christ, why didn't it happen?
WrestleMania, yeah, right? Booked by Tua Benjamin Wayne.
Yeah.
The thing is, WWE can't pull off that double night thing correctly because you can tell the stacked card is on Sunday still. It's they can't. Why couldn't they just split it up where there's good matches on both? Instead, you can see it's such a shitty stuff on Saturday night, except for that main event to see Austin. That's what everyone's going to watch Saturday night for.
Yep.
For sure.
Exactly. That's why I think it's the main event, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, though, because we're talking more about the KO show at Stone Cold more than we are talking about the Women's Championship match.
Yeah.
Because, I already know Ronda Rousey's going to win that.
Yeah, Ronda's going to get it. I could see, did you see she's training with Shayna? Yeah. I could see someone attacking Ronda, and I would love it to be Rhea. I would love Rhea to attack Ronda, turn heel, and attack Ronda after she beats Charlotte, because that's the match I wanted to see at Mania. Rhea and Ronda would have been great.
Yeah.
To see, oh, you
yeah.
know? Maybe Rhea's just not ready for that spot yet. They didn't want to give it to her.
Well, when she got that little, like, held back from her visa and stuff, and they took her off TV, it hurt her. Yeah, it hurt her a little bit. There,
told you, Mikey, when we were just talking before, that it's like the curse whenever a new women's champion is made that people want to see, something happens.
Then they have to get pushed off television and shit, you know. Yeah.
Yep.
What were you going to say? Becky and the Bianca match. I don't think I got to chime in on that because I was having a little audio difficulty. I think that goes like Mike said. I think that's going to go real quick, like it did when Becky took Bianca out last year. I think it'll just be a switcheroo, you know.
Yeah. And then you're thinking for this one, you're thinking. I mean, I guess we're all thinking that is Ronda's going to win it against Charlotte.
Yep.
I would believe so.
Do you think there will be any heel face changes in this match or not? Because I've been hearing that they wanted to try to get Ronda heel again and Charlotte baby face. But then that would be a waste of a good heel in Charlotte.
It's a waste of a baby.
Yeah. Just taking the baby out with the bath.
Snitsky. Exactly. Kind of?
I wish. Friend of the show. Well,
friend of the show. Personal. Friend of my mother's apparently too.
I think Ronda going heel would be good because she can't talk worth the shit.
Yeah. No. You know what? Were we hearing that who was going to be Ronda? Someone was going to be Ronda's advocate. Was Heyman? They were thinking of putting Heyman as Ronda's advocate and having her in his stable or something. Or well, I think that was what I heard. Or someone was going to be talking for Ronda, like Jay Glo said, and turn her heel because she's like can't talk at all.
That's the only thing that could really push the, and you don't see that much. They need to have, like, when they give it to the women's revolution, they make it like that the women wrestlers just do everything. Like, I want a really real protected woman wrestler where she has a mouthpiece to talk for her. And she has a stable that's really dominant to the point where it scares off. Say, like, there was a 24/7 title match, right? And it's against two, like, low-card guys.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking women come into the ring and, like, scare them off. Like,
you know, Carmella. Like, Carmella's a good person for me to say right now because she's playing that character of, like, she's too good for you or this and that, and she could be very cowardice.
Yeah.
She's, like, a cowardice heel. Where she could use the manager, but not that fucking dirty scum bucket cigarette butt smelling
but
Corey Graves.
I like to when the announcers have their favorites, and I kind of like that Corey and Carmella, like, you know, because they're married and shit like that. Like, he's blinded by her when he's commentating. You know what I mean? Like, she's like the best. That's like you know, in some uncertain terms, that's a Jim Ross. Stone Cold Steve Austin thing, you know? I love that when Jim Ross would, you know, advocate for Austin and all that stuff. And it was like blatant. You know what I mean? I kind of do like that shit. But yeah, you're right. So like I would think, but going back with the Ronda, I think Ronda could use like Shayna Baszler, get that whole like camp, like that Ronda camp, you know, together where it isn't UFC fighter coming in. And you know when we talked about how like we wanted to do that with Riddle?
Yeah,
I think Ronda would be the one that you could do it with. I could see Heyman, I could see MVP.
Oh, boy.
There's a guy. There was a guy in NXT. I don't know if he's still there.
I think they got rid of him.
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah, they got the glasses.
Yeah, I liked him.
They got rid of a lot of people. The last cut and Marina Shafir was one of them, and that was her and her. I think it's Shane. I think Shane's girlfriend, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not.
That
being
was the,
like
the,
sexist
the
or homophobic
all,
here.
No, that was the girls that all trained down together, right?
Yep, there was the four horsewomen, as they call themselves.
Yeah. Oh, they got rid of her too.
They could have built that all up, but then they scrapped it. I heard that was supposed to be a Survivor Series match like 2 years ago, but then they scrapped.
But that's a nice heel Ronda turn, because the other thing I'm hearing, and again, this is all hearsay because I don't know how she really is, but Ronda doesn't like being booed. She doesn't want to be a heel, but like. BFD, if you think about it, I know it's going to be hard for people to think, like, if we got into this squared circle, I would love getting booed. You know what I mean?
You want
to
get booed.
Exactly. If you're
heels
a heel,
have more fun.
Exactly. You know, so it's just one of those things that they have to teach Ronda, like, listen.
Here's the benefits.
Yeah, and, like, listen, they don't care. Like, yeah, let them get the fucking heat, but, like, they're not going to – it's not like back in – Smoky Mountain Wrestling, where they would fucking chase you with, like, you know, knives out in the parking lot or something.
Yeah.
Like
The thing is, she's the one that doesn't want to hurt her image, but also Ronda's whole image in wrestling from the beginning is she's pissed off and doesn't
exactly
be there. For some reason, I don't know how she bridges that gap where she's pissed off at being in wrestling, but she's making all this money, so that's why she's there.
Yeah.
I don't mind it so much. So that's why her in her first run, if you like some of her interviews that she was doing like on Low Key Online, she was hurting people and shit, and she was acting like she was fucking proud of hurting some of the girls because they couldn't hang with her. I would love her to keep doing that. Like,
yeah.
I understand no one likes her. I don't get why they don't like her and Brock. They are fucking amazing.
Yeah,
business. I said it 100 times on this show that, yeah, you're exactly where I was going to go. So fucking push them to the moon and back. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Spend all that money on them.
Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Ronda 5-week contracts.
Yeah.
Man.
No, yeah. Here's the thing, though.
That's from a game.
Yeah, it's from the 2K22.
Oh, speaking of games. You know, we got Triple H. You know,
we could talk about that.
Hanging
real
them
quick.
Up.
Yeah, let's. What were you gonna say before we do that, though, Jake?
No, I was gonna say. I mean, that's the one thing that Brock Lesnar knows what he's doing, though, and he's crushing it. That's because he's seasoned veteran.
Yeah.
He knows how the business works.
Yep.
I think Brock needs to sit down with Ronda.
With Ronda, yeah.
And say, hey, listen, you have so much potential to do so many things to get your name over, where you can make more money. Just listen to me with this, and even you know for a fact Paul is back there talking
mm-hmm.
to.
Oh yeah, no, there are actual things where Paul is talking to Ronda for something.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Brock's got a long tenured career now. As I think Jake Lowe mentioned, he's a seasoned veteran,
yeah.
And now he's sitting back and he's watching all this stuff go on, and he's like saying, "Oh, do this, oh, do that." He's the taker. He's the fucking organ. He's sitting back, and you know. I don't know, a little story came out where he is commenting on people's matches. Brock that came back this time is a completely different Brock Lesnar than we've ever seen. And he's really becoming that new locker room leader in general that they've wanted for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's having fun with it. But I think getting back to Brock talking to Ronda, he needs to open her eyes and tell her, like, listen, you're only going to have so many years that you can do this. So when you are doing this, make it count, you know, get through to everybody, because you're only going to be able to do it. Like, she unfortunately, and this is sexist on my part, but she unfortunately wasted a lot of time trying to have a baby. She should have waited until after this was done. She could have rode in on all that shit she still had when she first came, instead of leaving, taking a break, and then coming back. Because again, that's the same thing we were talking about before with any other woman who would win a belt, or they'd strap the rocket onto her. They'd leave, and then they'd come back, and then he'd be like, what do we have for you? Becky, you know? I feel like she's an example of that. She came back. She is somewhere, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's for me, too, in a sense, you know?
Right.
Ronda, they had something. They should have kept it. She should have stuck with it. They shouldn't have let her go away. They should have kept her.
They had no right to do that.
They had no right. They dropped a belt. They had no right to do that. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think we talked go ahead.
She was done though. Like that when her
club, yeah,
they brought, they got her back. Like, you know
what
I mean? Like
that's
what it
was.
They paid her to come back. Her contract was fulfilled. Like, her and Brock only signed like 4 to 6 match a year contracts. That's all they ever signed. And once she was done. I guess she had fulfilled her, like, she did everything she wanted to do and was like doing baby stuff, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Rollins slipped once past the goalie and we lose Becky for a year. So, I mean, that's not one's fault. And then he becomes the Joker, which is kind of confusing to me still.
It's dumb.
And almost in fucking Lashley, they are really wasting Lashley. Lashley should be taken on Roman. In my opinion, that's the match that should be headlining WrestleMania. I don't know why it's not.
So this is a match? This almost versus Bobby Lashley?
Yeah,
or no,
yes.
Are you just... Is it really?
No, it's a match. I don't know what night it's on, but it's
day two.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Just this Monday.
But it was rumored forever. I just think Lashley and Roman, we have not seen that match. It would be interesting. It'd be different. You have MVP and you have Heyman. You have all the fucking Usos, all these different elements. And we're getting fucking Omos and Lashley and fucking Lesnar and Roman for the millionth time, you know?
I
like Lesnar and Riddle. That would have been great.
That would have been cool.
I think we'll probably see that soon. But I also think that it's going to be Lashley and Roman at like a SummerSlam. They'll probably push for that.
Well, you know, who do you have with these two guys then? I don't. This is so strange. I didn't catch this past Monday, so I didn't know that that was going to be on the match card. I guess I would. I don't know. Bobby Lashley, obviously, but like almost isn't a superhero. He's pretty much there. He's not like Great Khali horrible. Where he's like walking like Great Khali, but
he's elegante immobile, I think. He's not fast. He's like statuesque.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if he's going to ever get that timing down, and it's not his fault because he's just a big dude. You know, he's just seems so awkward. I mean, unless he does something super amazing, which I don't see it happening, you know?
He's gonna 450 splash.
Lesnar tried a 450 once at Mania and it did not go well at all. You know, that's
I thought that was a shooting star.
Thank you for correcting. That was a shooting star.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I remember just watching that. No, you're absolutely 100%. I'm fucking, that's how dated I'm getting. I'm forgetting wrestling moves. Now you guys know all that.
Oh, man. You old bastard.
You old son of a bitch. Thank you.
Well, now that we're talking about that, we could, you know, segue into WrestleMania 38 Day 2. That was one of the matches on that card is almost. And Bobby Lashley, I think, almost wins that.
You know what's interesting about that match? I could see almost winning it, but don't you think MVP comes out and offers him just like something to come into the fold with being next to Lashley, and that makes them fucking really, really powerful? You got almost cool. Lashley and MVP, and they just say, "We're out of here. We're brothers, and we're leaving." You know, we're not
another another start of.
What was that called? I can't remember the name.
I
was
gold standard.
I was going to call him Crime Time. I don't think it's Crime Time.
Jesus.
Jeez. I don't know. But anyway.
The Hurt Locker or Hurt Business? The Hurt Business, yeah.
You call him the gold standard. That's Shelton Benjamin's fucking name.
That was Jago. That wasn't me. I did Crime Time. Anyway, they're going to come. Los Matadores. No. I mean, you know, okay. What about you, Jiggler? Who do you think's taking the match?
I said almost.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'm going to almost as well. We'll see what happens here. Unless they do the thing that Ben is thinking where they could.
Man, if they predict and book my whole WrestleMania, I'll be very happy.
You need to get a job.
Exactly right.
I want to save the title for title match for the end.
Yeah,
okay. But they're saying it's going to be the first match of night two, which I think would be stupid to do.
It can't be.
Let's talk about the Johnny Knoxville Sami Zayn match. I'm actually looking forward to this match. I like Sami Zayn, and I think he could do a lot with whomever. And you know, Johnny Knoxville's Johnny Knoxville. So, you know, if all the rest of the Jackass buddies come out and it turns into one of those type of things, then so be it. If it ends up turning out to be an episode of Jackass, I might legitimately laugh. Like there might be like oh my god, like if somehow it ends up being a match because it's a false count anywhere match.
That's what they said. It's supposed to be like a anything goes type of match.
Exactly. So then I'm thinking like they take it backstage
and then
then it just turns into Jackass.
It turns into a thing like they filmed prior to the
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they do the hand thing to Sami Zayn. They put him into a room. They shut the lights off. And they do the thing from the second movie. I would laugh my
That'd
ass
be
off.
So sick. That's so, a good idea.
You know, and then like, you know, Chris Pontus is doing shit to him and all that shit. Like they could, I mean, listen, okay. NBC Universal. MTV is the different one. They could maybe get away with a dick showing thing or
No.
Okay. All right. Never
stop
mind.
It.
Like the beginning of the movie where he just walks in and gets Steven thrown off.
Big giant dick and cum everywhere. Yeah.
No.
But I mean, I'm for it, but I know they won't.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, but I'm here for the cum.
Because I could see Sami Zayn being fine with it. And then I could see the people maybe who are producing it, like, get behind that. But then I could also see Vince being like, I don't get this at all. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this isn't wrestling.
They probably are showing him, like, clips of the movie or something. Look at those dicks.
I love Chris Pontius's penis.
Get inside him. No, but that'd be great if they did that. They had it like some sort of like an end to go in the back, and then there falls on a bunch of fucking mouse traps or
and like there's like I don't know for some
porta potty.
There'd be that. Yeah, he goes in the porta potty and explodes like in the movie, or there's a fucking like a taco truck or something back there, and he tries to get something like for some strange reason. Sami Zayn's like, "I need a break here. Can I get a coffee?" And they do that gag too, where in the movie there was like a giant like it's like a punching bag came out and like really fast and hit him in the face. Like I don't know, something shit like that, just to tie into the movie. And then you're like, okay, because you got to think about this, all right? What was it? Backstreet Brawl or whatever.
Backstage Brawl.
No, what was the one with Goldust and
Hollywood Backlot Brawl?
Oh, the Hollywood.
They did that whole, you know what I mean? Like that whole outdated. I mean, at the time it was big with OJ Simpson and, and you know, the police chase and shit like that. Why can't they just do a freaking Jackass movie? Like, I don't know. Like, it just.
They might.
Like, it would make a little bit more.
This might be the cinematic match like we had for, you know, last year and the year prior.
There you go. They could have a they could have a cinematic match, and this could be it.
It could totally happen, right? I know they said that Sami Zayn has put a really lot of effort into making this an interesting match, and people are interested in it. So that's good, you know, good for him.
I think the Ben Wayne is a purist with wrestling. He wants the. He wants to see wrestling the way it was intended, spelled W-R-E-S-T-L-I-N-G.
Wrestling.
Now, I'm sorry?
Who do you think's taking it?
Oh, I think Zayn will take it.
Okay. And Jagler, did you say?
I think Knoxville only because he's the celebrity here, and I think that if they don't, they go throughout that Jackass type of way.
Yeah.
I think they'll have him come out the winner. Because it's Sami Zayn. I love Sami Zayn, but they'll find a way.
Yeah. Life finds a way.
That's why they don't keep the IC title on him either. So
yeah,
But another match on here, which is probably going to be a fascinating match, is Edge versus AJ Styles.
Oh boy,
might be the match of the night.
I'm looking forward. That's going to be a sleeper, I think.
I hope AJ's 100%. I know they said he got a bruised butt neck like fucking 3 weeks ago. Because that's all I'm worried about. If they get at least a half hour, I will be very happy.
Wow.
See, that's the only match I want to see. It's the only fucking match I'm interested in the whole weekend.
Now, did you notice that, like, you knew, Ben, that he changed heel now and Edge is a bad guy
Edge,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but AJ's been fucking running heel for 2 years now. So it really was dumb to all of a sudden pop Edge's heel, but Edge is a bigger heel. Edge has been a bigger heel his career than AJ has. So I get it, but AJ really as a baby face never works, ever.
They should have saved Edge's like complete turn exactly, and then tried to do the Austin Hart thing.
Or and just like they're going to have a good contest, and then Edge fucking low blows.
Exactly. Like Edge,
goes
no.
heel in the middle of the match. You know?
Not
like
even
Jericho,
that. Edge just can't keep up. Edge just snaps.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know what I mean?
Gets a chair. Cool
idea. Yeah, like exactly. It. God damn it. Why are we not writing for the WWE?
Because that's too easy.
Like AJ's just out wrestling his ass.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. And then
Edge just,
and I could see it like, you know, a kick, you know, behind the ref's back or whatever, like a low blow and shit like that. I could definitely see that.
That's just good storytelling in the ring, which I imagine they could do, but they're probably like, well, we need to build this up some other different way. So,
you know what?
I was going to say, the only thing that bothered. Oh, go ahead, Ben.
Is Lita running too for Edge?
Yeah.
Because they were such a good heel couple, but you know, the rated R era.
But Beth was also a bad guy. Like, you know what I mean? Beth could have been
that's fucking right. I forget it's Edge is married now.
Oh,
so
yeah,
Beth come in.
That's awesome. Very awkward for Lita to come in.
Very awkward for Lita to come running in for
Beth
him.
And Lita have an in ring sex scene?
There you go. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I was going for. You see?
The rated R sex star. No, but I was thinking that if they tried anything with making – they couldn't – the thing that they ended up trying to do was, like, two people, when Edge decided to turn heel at the end of that Raw, before that – I'm trying to think who turned heel. Someone just turned heel then too. So it was like you should have just been like – if you know you're going to have two heel changes like this – where it happened like mid conversation or mid like promo or even at Damian Priest.
Yeah.
That was the same night Damian Priest turned heel. That was the same night Damian Priest turned heel. So if you have, you know, Damian Priest is going to like, or just don't even do that one because that was a throwaway, because then now you have Damian Priest going against fucking who?
I don't even know. Does he even have a match?
They didn't even use it.
Isn't he in the Andre Royal Battle Royal?
Right, but what? Okay, then they just wasted the surprise heel at the end of that Monday night of Edge for one that they already saw of Damian Priest when he lost his U.S. title. And it's like, you guys have to know. Like, you guys, I swear, they have to talk to each other. They should know, like, they'll go weeks where it's the same show and they won't do two things one after another. And then there's an episode where they do this. I feel like they don't talk to each other. You know what I mean? The segments don't talk to each other to be like, oh, well, we're actually going to do like a heel turn in seg two. And it's like, oh, well, we're going to do it at the end of the show too. So get rid of one of them, you know, like they go all these shows where they don't do that. And then they do it. And it's like, it lost its luster when that happened.
Right.
So anyway, that's that.
Who do you think wins this?
Edge.
I think so too.
Oof. Fuck.
I think Edge.
I'm gonna say Edge is gonna win it as well, but I'm hoping for AJ Styles. I think Edge will win.
But I think that's definitely gonna be the sleeper match. I think you're not gonna wanna sleep on it. When I say sleeper, I'm thinking of a car. So like, you know, it's like it's gonna sneak in on you and you're gonna be sitting there and you're gonna go, oh, and then you're gonna go, oh my god, you know, like
I would love them to give him a half hour, but I could see 15, 20 minutes and that would be great, you know.
I think it's going to be two matches before the main event, too.
Wow. Okay. So
it's just such a wrestling purist match. There's no title on the line. There's really nothing behind it besides, you know, just two veterans going at it.
Right.
And, you know, Edge's heel turn. So that's the match. You know, we hope that'll, you know, blow our minds.
It's going to be like the Taker-Michaels match, like how that was.
Yes.
And then they had the you know, the women's match, I think, after that, and then the men's. Main event for the belt. That's what I think it's going to happen to be like. But yeah, I agree, Ben. I think AJ Styles, I'd like to see win that because, you know, it's AJ Styles and he's going to definitely out wrestle him. But I think because of last year, Edge not winning, I think they're going to give him the win this year. But
next match.
Women's Tag Team Championship match. Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Naomi and Sasha Banks versus Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan versus Natalya and Shayna Baszler. Wow. So I think this might be the match that comes on before the main event.
Yeah, I definitely.
No offense to them.
I think the surprising winners would be Natalya and Shayna Baszler, but I think the champions are going to retain. I think Zelina Zelina.
Yeah, so do I.
They should have made this a ladder match, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. Just to have, that would be kind of cool.
Just to have something, like, exciting for the women's, because they're all singles matches. They're all tag team matches.
There's no gimmicks in any of this. And, you know, there's anywhere falls matches or whatever, but there's no, like, TLCs or anything like that.
Yeah, I heard they're moving Money in the Bank to Saudi Arabia this year.
Oh, God.
So that's why I guess it's not at the matches in Mania. It's having a solo pay-per-view, but it's going to be at Saudi Arabia. It's going to be, you know, a blood money above the ladder, a whole fucking briefcase of blood.
Yeah.
Right to the death for it. You know?
Dripping. And it'll be the women's match, too, and they'll have to stay in their clothes.
When's the men's tag title match? RK-Bro and fucking the Street Profits. That night one.
That's night two. It's on this list. It's actually right after this match it's saying here. Actually, no, I'm sorry. We kind of jumbled back and forth with the matches here, but
okay.
I think it's safe to say we don't have to talk too much about this tag team championship
match.
I
just would like a little bit to talk about it, but go ahead.
That's
why I had it on my tip of my tongue.
I personally think that you're going to see Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan win this one.
Oh, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what. Oh, you want to talk about this next one?
Well, no, I think the champions will retain, but Zelina and fucking, you know, Corey Graves' squeeze.
Yeah, no, did you want to talk about the men's one, though?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Let's
go into what I think it's going to be shades of WrestleMania 5 when Strikeforce, they weren't Strikeforce, Strikeforce breaks up against the Busters. There's going to be an inadvertent fucking hit between Orton and Orton and fucking, you know, Riddle, and that's going to be enough for whoever does the inadvertent hit, because that's what Martel did. Martel got hit by Santana's flying forearm. He fucking fell off the apron. He said, I'm fucking done with this, and he left Santana to the dogs. He didn't even attack him. He just left him. So that's what I think will happen. Orton will say, that's enough. Or Riddle's going to say, that's enough. I've had enough of being, like, you know, laughed at or whatever. I could see that happening. That match might be deep in the card when that happens, you know, because that's a big deal.
I think so. This match is for the tags titles for Raw, and it's going to be Alpha Academy, RK-Bro, and
It's three teams?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought it was just
a... son of a whore. Yeah,
they put the Street Profits in this match, too, so...
I don't think there'll be a turn then. I definitely don't think so.
Yeah, I agree with Ben. It has to be 2v2. It can't be 2v2v2. Yeah,
it can't be. It's going to be a schmoz, and they're going to keep the belt. And maybe the next night we have a rematch, and that's where the turn breakup happens. Because doing it in front of that hot Raw crowd, it will fucking everyone will blow up for Riddle. Because they love Riddle. But if that meant, if something happens and that's an end main event on Monday, get ready for that to happen. If it's like Orton and Riddle taking on someone in the main event on Monday for some odd reason, the breakup's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's gotta happen. It's so hot to happen right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely. It's not. I wouldn't say they've actually run their course with the team because they've actually
not at all.
But to just do it now would be perfect because
before it gets old.
Exactly.
That's why it's so good because everyone's behind them. Everyone's still good for RK-Bro. Break them up before they get any hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, then we're what? Now we're on the main event, huh?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory.
I want to see this match, too.
So do I. Damn. I don't know, guys. I'm biased. I love Pat McAfee. I watch his show almost every day. And I watch every day only because, like I said, he's a fan of the foosball. And he's a fan of wrestling, and he talks about everything, and that's me in a nutshell. So I think that Pat McAfee and Austin Theory, I think that match is going to shock people more than I think they're expected. Austin Theory is very good in the ring.
That might be the sleeper then.
I agree with you with the Edge and AJ Styles. I think that's a sleeper, but we have two sleepers. I'm trying to compare this match to what other matches in Mania that we remember that we're like, shit, that was really good.
Perfect and the Blue Blazer from WrestleMania 5. It's fucking highly underrated. It was such a fucking just a random pairing of two guys, and they killed it. I think it was like a 10-12 minute match, but it was really, really good.
Kind of like Owen and Brett at 10.
Yes. I want to watch 10 so bad. I was just thinking the other day. 10's one of my favorites. Like, fucking that first match is such a barn burner with those two.
Believe it or not, Ben, I've been noticing like on my friends list on Facebook that there's a couple people that I didn't know that were wrestling fans that posted that so-and-so is watching, and it said WrestleMania 10.
Yeah,
I had to message them, and I'm like, "Are you really watching that?" And they're like, "Yeah, I love wrestling." I'm like, "I didn't know that." But
that isn't that funny when you find that out? Because you know what it has been. This week was the anniversary, like 30 something years since I seen it. I was like, "Oh fuck, I'd love to watch 10 today." Because it was that Bret Hart Owen matches. That whole WrestleMania though is very good. Even the fucking Doink and Dink against Luna and Bam Bam match is excellent. You know, fun.
It's crazy, but I mean, this might be a sleeper. Like I said, I'm very biased to Pat McAfee. I like his, like I said, his show. I like his commentary. I hate when he jumps up on the desk. So I think it's fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But watch the actual Pat McAfee on his show and how ridiculous and stupid he is on there, which is funny, hits my funny bone, which is hard to do sometimes because I'm just an idiot with things that's funny. But to see him on the show too, he kind of brings it the same way. And like I said, watching that interview with him and Vince, really, like I love that interview. It was a great one. You could just tell Vince was just Vince. He didn't have to put on the Mr. McMahon gimmick. But I think for this match, believe it or not, I think Theory wins it.
Wow. If they're going to really do a push like that, I could see Theory winning. I would like Pat McAfee to win. But you have to think like, in that, you know, in that stain of, you know, he is just a commentator then, even though he's really athletic and shit like that. Like, they should say he's a freaking, you know, former punt football guy.
Before Division I, exactly, All-American
before they
punter.
Say he's just a commentator, because, you know, he might get a stigma that way. But I don't know. I could see Austin Theory winning, but I would like Pat McAfee to win, just so that there is some sort of legitimacy to having, you know, the announcer there who's also like, you won WrestleMania. Like, that's crazy. You know?
And also, this would be one of those matches where if you want to use one of those vignettes and have like the video package beforehand of like him saying, you know, Vince going on Pat's show saying, I'd like to offer you a match. And then he goes on there and you see him training because he's been posting a lot of videos about him training for Mania and how he's been saying how he's been waiting for this for so long. Mm-hmm. And then have the whole Austin Theory because they're good at making videos.
Yes. Yeah. So the like vignettes and shit are still good.
This could be one to get it like set up. This could be like a mid-card type of a match where they have him come out, or it could be, I don't know this would be the beginning match of it, but I think that they could probably sell this one pretty well with that. And then just kind of show off because I mean, Pat was in NXT pay-per-views before, he was on War Games. I totally forgot about, but I mean, they could do a lot of that and just show that, you know, he's just not an announcer. He's not just a punter, but he's a superstar as well. Yeah. I think it would go over well, but I still think Austin Theory wins it. I think with the help of Mr. McMahon,
you think McMahon comes out?
Yeah.
That's a long walk down in Texas for Japan.
I mean, he's gonna have to get on Zamboni to get down there.
Maybe they'll push Linda down and then still in the wheelchair.
In the wheelchair. She's like still 20. In the damn wheelchair. Yeah. Yeah,
still in that wheelchair.
17. Yeah. Well, I actually would. Yeah, I think, you know, Ben, what do you think? Do you think who takes it?
I always think with WrestleMania matches now, there's something behind them. So what's behind this? If Pat McAfee wins, does he get something? Does Austin Theory get a push? Is like, there's got to be some kind of involvement here in this match because it's not just going to be a straight up, you know, singles contest between those two. It's kind of a gimmick match. So I'm wondering, I'm all like, you know, if it was me and Adam Cole didn't show up in AEW 6 months ago, I see him come out and he fucking super kicks
McAfee.
Oh, yeah, McAfee.
Almost the return of McAfee. But McAfee and Austin Theory wins, you know,
that would be interesting.
But not many more. No. Adam Cole go
baby. But yeah. So you think Theory wins this?
Yeah, I do.
So we're pretty on point with that.
Theory has to win.
And then there's the main event, which is title for title, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the championship titles. That's what my grandfather, may he rest in peace, used to call him.
Awesome.
Brock Lesnar. I'm like, Grandpa, it's Lesnar. But he's like, oh, yeah, Brock Lesnar. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's exactly who it is.
Lesnar
he used to call William Regal the piss drinker.
Oh,
always. He did it one fucking time.
And he's the piss drinker.
It's always been.
That and the first ass kisser, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, poor Regal. I'm going to do a best of William Regal this next couple months.
Nice. Well, boys, what do we think here? What a lead up. I think this is, what, the first ever title for title at a Mania?
Right now.
Yeah.
And then, like, now, you know, and then the next week, whoever loses the title gets a new one.
So. Unless Warrior Hogan, it was title for title, but I never understood why you would want the Intercontinental title if you're already the heavyweight champion. You know what I mean? But they did do a title for title at WrestleMania 6.
One of my favorite matches of all time.
It was a great one. I said the Warrior was going to beat the Chumpster, and he did.
what a match. I remember just watching that pay-per-view, renting it.
Yeah. Jay Glow, did you know who won by that point? Because when I fucking seen that on pay-per-view, I was totally shocked. I wanted the Warrior to win, but no one ever had beaten Hogan. No one had ever pinned Hogan like in that era, that 3-year, 4-year era, you know?
Nope. Yeah,
crazy stuff.
As a kid and seeing that too and kind of putting the piece together, you're like, wow, Hogan's never lost. And
that, yeah,
he's the big guy, so I mean. But do you think there would have been anyone else that would have beaten him at that time?
No way. So, I
mean, he was so hot.
Right guy, right time, right gimmick, right everything to beat Hogan. I mean, when he won when Hogan won that title in, what was it? He ran it in 84? Yeah, he won it in 84, lost it in 88 to the Andre, but it was that schmoz, so he never really lost it, and then got it back. So that whole 6-year run was a big deal, and then that was his first time his shoulders were pinned in that run, and Warrior did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We never forgot the Warrior's name after that WrestleMania.
Never. Cemented his legacy for years to come.
That was a big deal.
And then he did some stupid shit.
Yep. Stupid shit Warrior, you know? Changed his name to Ultimate or Warrior. I mean, not Ultimate. That would have been dumb. Warrior, yeah. Smarter.
who's gonna cement their legacy in this one though? I mean, you've got Lesnar versus Reigns. You got Heyman. Apparently, Lesnar's also going after Heyman too. So Heyman might get his, you know, come up in somewhere during the match.
Heyman's on a pole, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. No,
I think he should be on a pole.
I think Heyman's actually going to do a managerial spot and get involved this time, and I think he's going to get his, you know, F5 to him and stuff like that. And that's going to be a big pop. But I think Lesnar's going to win.
Really?
I think Lesnar's going to win. I just feel like you have to. It's going to be that same shock though, because right, Reigns has not lost for how many, almost a year, 2 years since he's had the belt, right? So, to, you know, another major upset would be, you know, the good guy triumphing, and it would be the good guy, you know, at the end of, you know, all the be-all shows of All Be All on Sunday. All Be All, it would be fucking Paul Bearer. He's going to win. Paul Bearer will win the match. That's a lie.
Bearer's comeback, right?
Just all bones. Do you think he's still got a full body? Or do you think is he decayed right now?
What's going on?
I think he's decayed a little bit.
How long is that on?
It's a Legends reunion. Mikey, I don't know. I think Roman Reigns takes this. I think this is what I think the WWE sees right now. They see, okay, Roman Reigns hated when they had him go on his own. Everyone booed against him when he was a good guy. They're saying, okay, well, we did this heel turn and it's working. Mm-hmm. Why change this and ruin this now? Why not have Roman Reigns pin Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
The biggest
event of them all, and the biggest main event of them all. As much as I would like to see Brock with both the belts, because he is the guy right now, even though it's funny, we've been saying this for so long, like, oh my God, Brock Lesnar, someone's got to step up and get the title, because we were getting sick of seeing that Brock, but this Brock is like, oh, I like this Brock. This Brock's funny. This Brock's entertaining. But I think because of Roman and what they're doing with him right now, and they're really pushing him to be like the next Cena, I think he wins at Mania. And I, to be honest with you, I don't care who wins or who loses, which is a good thing, because this was Cena years and years ago. What are we saying?
We don't want Cena to win, right?
We don't want Cena to win because it's the same old shit. But
they
I don't think,
from my standard either, I don't think they've shoved Roman Reigns down your throat now. You know what I mean? I think it's a nice heel. Right. I think it's a good heel. He's getting good heat. He is getting his comeuppance a little bit, like with the shit that was happening to him on SmackDown. So he's good at, like, taking the shit and being like, oh, I gotta backstep. I gotta get out of here. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it didn't hurt him either. He's still a big fucking guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's what everybody's worried about when they're that wrestler and then they become a heel and they have to become the bad guy. They're afraid, like, well, that's gonna hurt my credibility if I do this. It's like, no. Like, sometimes you have to eat shit as a bad guy, but it's how you come off of it on the other end. You just be more cockier. And, like, you know, and he just managed, you know, and it works, you know, and he got, you know, he, again, a protected heel. He's got his family. He's got someone talking for him, even though he doesn't need to. He does talk to for himself, but he's just got these, like, he's got like rows, like he's like an onion. He's got layers that you have to get through.
He's like Shrek.
Exactly. Before you get to layers. Roman Reigns, the guy, he's got layers. So.
Ogres are like onions.
But, so, I mean, I...
what do you think, Ben?
With this match, I think Roman has to win, okay? So we get that point. If Roman wins, I mean, I want him to go and fucking beat a really long title reign, like a Hogan's title reign, like the 3-year. If he beats Brock, whoever beats Roman in the next couple of years, there's no one viable even coming up. And the only other person I can think is Randy Orton on the level to beat him, or like a Rock or a Cena, somebody special they bring in. Roman wins on Sunday. He is fucking solidifying his legacy. He's going to have both belts. He's already, what, 600-day champion at this point, pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be insane. He is going to – I think they're going to really push him to beat that Hogan record, that 3.5 years. I just, for some reason, think – they want to have a champion that's the face of this company again, you know?
Right.
Where you think that's Roman Reigns. I mean, and if he's champion for 3 years, fuck, that's what they did for Hogan. And, you know, we never forgot him.
I'm Brock okay with that.
I am too. I think Roman as this heel tribal chief is awesome. I think next year he takes on The Rock. I mean, I hope that they don't fucking put, I don't think they put even The Rock over Roman. I think that's the whole idea, to give Roman another stepping stone.
Yeah. So
a year from now, I can see Roman still being champion and winning at that Mania if he wins on Sunday, you know?
Unless he gets hurt or something and has to relinquish it, which hopefully knock on wood. Everything is going right for Roman Reigns right now, which is a positive.
Right.
Yeah.
So as for fans, because we need that guy that's like this. So, and then whoever beats him, then, you know, that's got to be the right guy. So
it's got to be just the right guy to beat Roman if he beats Brock on Sunday after this. They got to be very careful because they can't tarnish what they've built.
Yep, exactly. And it's like they're doing it right for once, which is, like I said, that's why I hope Roman wins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much our there's nothing else. We want to do a quick, can we do a quick, like, 2-3 minutes? I'm sorry, this is running
low. No, you're good.
Triple H.
That's
maybe
the other thing I would, let's end on this. Let's end on the game over for.
And there was one other thing we should kind of mention too.
Oh, well,
we get to the Triple H thing.
Okay. I don't know what the other thing is, but yeah, let's do Triple H now. You know, Triple H officially announces his retirement from in-ring. I think from the business. I don't think he's coming back. No,
he's – sorry to cut you off and interrupt, but I was watching his interview just recently as when he announced it, and he was talking to Stephen A. Smith, a guy from ESPN. Mm-hmm. He had said that he's officially retired and in-ring, but he's still doing he's like a scout for the WWE.
Okay. So he's a Patterson.
Yep, exactly. He's back. He's doing very light work, but he says even the schedule now, it's still very crazy. You know, it's like a crazy schedule. Apparently he has a pacemaker or a defibrillator.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about. They put something. So the surgery that he ended up having to have, they'd found fluid around his lungs and around his heart, around his heart. So those are two places you do not want to have fluid.
No.
You know, it was a very long road for recovery, and you had to assume when they weren't talking about it that it was something more serious, because usually if someone's coming back from like a rehabilitation or whatever, they're like, you know, they'll throw a little vignette saying, hey, we're thinking about your trip, you know, and all this stuff, and, you know, he'll be back soon. But they didn't. After that scare, or after this, you know, actual thing that had happened to him, they kind of like took him off everything, you know. You know, like that's one thing, you know, but then you got to figure his last match, right, was one of those Saudi Arabia matches, I believe, right?
I'm
sorry, Ben. Yeah, I think it was his televised match. I saw his very last match. He had a tag team match with somebody where it was weird. It was like a dark match, but his match was against with somebody tag team against, I think, the Street Profits or something. So it was really stupid.
Interesting.
Sorry, Ben.
I thought it was something with Orton in 2020 on a Monday Night Raw, but then I did see there was some weird tag match, but they said that was 2019 again. Him in an emergency thing and told him to get to the hospital. And, you know, you get those type of calls that, like they said, don't wait, get right to the hospital.
Yeah.
Whatever his percentage was in his heart, when they called him, he said it was like 56. And by the time he got to the fucking hospital, it was like 26.
Yeah.
Like, he was going into cardiac arrest. That must have been so scary for him, being a guy who's taken care of his body, been fucking in the ring for so many years and not even thinking that way. And it all goes down south for him really quick.
Well, you know, it does that to your heart, right?
Well, obviously, yeah. Stephanie, right?
True. Yes. Well, it does start with an ST. Well, S-T-R.
It's almost a P.
It is almost Steph. No, R.
But I mean, his career got taken away from him before he had a chance to hang up the boots. You know what I mean? He didn't get that chance for us. It's over. Like, he has like an actual machine. He's never going to wrestle again. There's no.
Unless he pulls a Randy the Ram.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's the last match and die there.
Yeah.
I guess the Butcher or whatever the fuck the guy's name was in the movie.
So Trips, great career. He had lots of good matches. in that 2000 to like 2005 era, he was destroying people. He was so good. Him and Foley were going 25, 30, 40 minutes a night, and like it was just amazing stuff for a long while.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was great. He was a good in-ring, really good in-ring. He got fucking better with age, too.
Like, yep.
You know, he just got better, the Cerebral Assassin era. There's so many good eras of Triple H. People might not like him because they say he politics a lot, but, man, he changed the business, and he gave us a lot of stuff that we as wrestling fans wanted because he was a wrestling fan. Like, you know, he pushed for the network, the NXT, the women's revolutions, all from mm-hmm. him, you know?
That's the only thing I'll never understand about the wrestling business is that they end up putting, and I don't think it's going to happen with AEW that much, but with a lot of other wrestling businesses like the WWE and stuff, they put like people in charge of things that aren't wrestling fans. It's like, why? Why? Yeah, like, why do they do that? You know what I mean? Like, you have someone like Triple H who loves wrestling and understands it and just wants to have fun. You know, don't make it like a show. Don't make it like a TV show. Any other sports thing. Just make it like wrestling, you know?
The Click, we're all wrestling fans. That's why they live, breathe, eat, fucking the business. And speaking of the Click, a great segue is we lost Scott Hall on the 21st March. And, you know, fuck, in the same, like, 10-day period, Triple H's career, you know, goes south, and you know, we lose Scott Hall, Razor Ramon.
I wonder if Razor Ramon's passing had anything to do with Triple H's final decision to be like, well, I mean, aside from the pacemaker,
to bring it out, to like put the info out.
But it's one of those things where, I mean, Scott Hall was going in for routine hip surgery, and 5 blood clots dislodged and went right into his brain. You know what I mean? So like that wasn't even anything they were looking at. He was just going in for a hip surgery of some sort. I don't know if it was hip replacement or anything like that. And those blood clots ended up going to his brain, and then that's
well,
it.
Well, the thing is, before he went for surgery, he had a bad fall. That's what caused him to go for that emergency hip surgery.
Right.
So he didn't have to go, and it wasn't routine from what I read. He fell while he was supposed to go to an interview. And fell and was really fucked up, and then went for surgery, and they're like, "Oh shit,
yeah,
like Falling this is bad."
No joke.
No it joke isn't.
With a fuck theory of fuck, no joke.
Yeah,
especially when you get older, man, you can't bounce back like you used to.
And him,
well, fellas, yeah, I know for firsthand.
Yeah.
Well. And to think that he fell for a living too.
Yeah, that is true.
And he's had such a storied career, really, when it comes to getting into the business. I was just watching the Scott Hall documentary after his passing too, and just seeing how his life went with him becoming he was a nightclub security guard, you know, shot the guy to protect himself, and that would fuck him up for years to come. And then that's what led to his alcoholism and his drug addiction. And just to see the good story of him coming back from it, and Diamond Dallas Page, man, what a guy to be able to help out Scott Hall throughout that all, get him back on, you know, the path that he needs to go. And then to see him be taken out like this is just heartbreaking.
It is, because he was only 55,
I think?
I think it was 55 or 58, yeah. You know, I think what we'll do, and I'll say this on air just so we have to do it now, I think we will do an in-memoriam episode for Scott Hall. We could kind of touch base, and what we'll do is we'll touch base on his career, and then we could each pick out like a match that we liked him in and then kind of go through it. But we'll do that on an upcoming episode. I think just, you know, probably after we come back from a break or whatever. Right. But I was just thinking about that. I think we could just throw one of those out really quick. It shouldn't be too hard. We can get a nice little hour in about talking about Scott Hall.
Right. We could definitely do that too. I think we all have. I have a match in my mind that's not the latter.
Well, that's the other thing. Again, peeling back the curtain, why don't we'll all pick a match that isn't the same match, and then we can discuss that and shit like that. But just talk about, again, I feel like I'm giving a too much information away about how we put together a podcast here, but if we put together like a timeline for his wrestling career and shit like that, and then go into his matches that we liked, that'd be a good show.
Now, Ben, you mentioned that you had something else you wanted to add. Was that Scott Hall?
That was what I was adding.
Okay.
I was thinking about that too when we were getting on here too. I was like, damn, it's been a while since we've talked, but it's that that's it. A lot of shit's happened in regards to Triple H, Scott Hall, Cody Rhodes.
WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes. Like, that's even, like, what? So, the idea is Rollins is going to get Rhodes. So, we'll see if that happens coming weekend. I think Monday it happens, not over Mania.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
For that, like you said, Ben, that hot crowd.
Yeah, I think so, Jiggle. I think that's where it's going to go down, if anywhere. I can't wait to see what he's dressed in, because I've shared some fucked up memes of what he will be dressed in. Because
Stardust.
Dressed with something fucking stupid, you know?
please don't, but they will. They're like, hey, welcome back. Fuck you. get the face paint back on.
For wrestling fans, as long as I've known, like, been a fan, this is the biggest week. You know, you watch all your classic WrestleManias, you get ready for NXT. Every wrestling promotion will put a show on this weekend because it's based around Mania. This is the week. If you're a football fan, yeah, you have the Super Bowl. We have a whole week of WrestleMania from Monday to Monday. So, yep. You know, now's the time to get your wrestling gear on and, like, let's watch some WrestleMania.
I can't wait. And is there anything else you guys want to add to it? Anything you want to promote?
No, I'm pretty good this week, fellas.
I'm Mikey? Good as well. I'm good.
Well, I am Jay Glow here with Mikey Dangerously and the Ben Wayne saying, get ready for WrestleMania week, and we'll see you up there.